హలో నమస్తే సలాం వాలేకుమ్ సస్రికాల్ వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ ఎట్ వారెవా డాట్ కామ్ టుడే వి గోయింగ్ టు మేక్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ డిష్ స్వీట్ దిస్ స్వీట్ ఈస్ లిటిల్ బిట్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు మేక్ బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఫాలో మై ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ కేర్ఫుల్లీ ఐఎమ్ ష్యూర్ యూ గోయింగ్ టు మేక్ ఇట్ దిస్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ పతీసా ఫర్ దిస్ ప్రిపరేషన్ వి గోయింగ్ టు యూస్ 1.5 cup ఆఫ్ ఫ్యాట్ ఐదర్ యూ కుడ్ యూస్ ఘీ ఆర్ డాల్డా Let this melt. In this, besan 1 cup, all-purpose flour 1 cup. And we're going to cook this till this raw flavor is gone. It may take around 10 minutes of slow cooking. I'm going to move it to another stove. In fact, I forgot to tell you, you know, besan, because in this we're going to mix the sugar syrup also, make sure you take a bigger open mouth kind of vessel. And also, if possible, if you have a big vessel like this, which is non-stick, that would be perfect. And now 2 cups of sugar into this and very little water, just half a cup of water should be enough. We're going to let it melt, and for this we're going to use only a metal spoon. Do not try to use any other spoon. In this preparation they add glucose, that is more like a jelly like substance that you can purchase in the lot of bakery shops. But we do not have glucose, so what do? We can add honey. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to add around 2-3 tablespoons of honey into this. See, what is the purpose why we add glucose into this is, the glucose, or even you can add a little bit of lemon juice. What that does is, it slows down the process of hardening. So, it takes a little longer than if you don't add it. But, a lot of people can make it without adding any of this. Okay, now here on the other hand, my besan is already cooked and all the raw flavor is gone, and I can get really nice flavor. I'm going to switch off this flame, and in this I'm going to add cardamom powder, 1 teaspoonful of cardamom powder, and then I'm going to mix it in this. Once you add cardamom into this, you will already feel so happy that you are making some really awesome sweet. Now you need to remember that this mixture of fat, all-purpose flour and besan needs to cool down. Doesn't need to cool down really cold or something like that, but it should not be really hot. It should be warm to little bit hot. Another way you can know that the syrup is getting ready is it will start changing the color into very slight golden color. You do not want it to become brown. Now you can see this sugar syrup has reached a hard ball stage. You'll be able to mold into a ball, but it won't crack. And we are pretty much close to reaching our required caramelization. Now you can see that this sugar has already changing color, slightly become golden color. Reduce the flame immediately. Take a non-stick pan and just apply a little bit of fat onto this, because once the sugar syrup is ready, I want to pour in this and bring it to a right consistency. Then we are going to put in the besan and mix it. Now the sugar has attained the caramel stage. That means once you cool this, it will become like a rock. Just pour it on a kind of a non-stick tray. This method I am showing you because I want you to understand what is the stage of the sugar. Okay, now as this cools down, this one will become solid. Okay, see, you need to continuously mix, or else it will become solid on one side. This will mixing and putting that solid sugar inside will make sure that it's evenly getting cooled. This is perfect. Mix this. This has to be really be quick. You don't want this to solidify here either. Okay, now you should be able to lift this whole thing in one go. That's when you're going to drop it in this mixture. Okay, now I can drop this into my maida mixture. Okay, we need to fold this. Just take and keep folding है, just take from one edge and you know this will also bring this all purpose flour mixture also little bit, it will keep folding. You can see this threads forming. You know all this besan mixture will get mixed into this. Okay, can you see all these threads forming? This is what will give a very nice texture. You can put anything you can. You want to put almonds, pistachio, whatever you want, and press it. Okay? Now slowly turn this upside down. This is when you know you shape it. Don't worry, at this point of time this will look like it is not hard enough. Okay, now take the rolling pin, slowly make sure apply some oil or something, otherwise you see all these threads coming up. Ah, it's hot, my hand is kind of slightly burning. You have seen that there is no trick in making patisa. Make sure that you attain the point where the sugar should crystallize once you put a drop in the water. And then the cooling process, you know, put it in a bigger pan like this, what I did in a non-stick pan would be very easy. Now you add this thickening sugar into warm, it should not be cold, mind you, it should not be hot either. It should be little bit warm and little more warmer, and add this into this and don't mix it really fast, you know, slowly fold it so that you get good layers. While it is still warm, you can just mark it, do not cut it. Okay, if you cut it, you know, it won't cut easily. This one, when it is hot, it will be still be, you know, very hard, and once it slightly cool down, it will become very nice, soft and flaky. Dear friends, making patisa is no rocket science. You can make it little bit thinner or even a little bit thicker, but you know, the moment you break it, it will break into thin layers, you know. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's session of learning how to make patisa with your Vashav. But remember, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you.